News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts now are our friends from Santa Rosa County in the Environmental Department. We have, I hope I pronounce this correctly, Kaz Simoniak. Is that close?
Simoniak.
Simoniak. I was close. I could have really butchered that one, but that was close, right?
Yes, that was good.
Kaz Simoniak and Chad Nowling.
Good morning. We're glad to be here.
So happy you both are here. So much going on with Santa Rosa County. You both work with the Environmental Department. Kaz is the Environmental Manager. Chad is the Environmental Supervisor. So I'm so happy to have both of you here. It's the first day of October, and now the calendar is filling up, isn't it?
It's a busy month.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about what is happening in Santa Rosa County. I am especially excited about the entire Amnesty Day that's coming up. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're excited. We have actually two events coming up next Saturday, October 11th, where we're hosting an Amnesty Day in the South End and a tire Amnesty Day at Central Landfill. That's to make convenient disposal for citizens across the entire county. So we'll have a whole set up down in Gulf Breeze at 800 Shoreline Drive from 8 to noon, where we'll be taking household hazardous waste products. That's your paints, oils, batteries, electronics, light bulbs, all that stuff under the sink and out of the garage.
We'll
also be taking tires there, 10 tires per Santa Rosa County resident with an ID. No commercial shops or truck tires like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also be doing the same thing up at Central Landfill in Milton.
So you have two locations
that day.
Yes,
that same day, October 11th, we'll also be taking tires for free for residents of Santa Rosa County and up to 10 tires per resident. But we'll be doing that all day long at Central Landfill from 7 a.m. to 5.
Are there any restrictions on the size of the tires? Tractor tires, big tires, okay?
Right, it's the same thing. It's just the car and light truck tires.
Gotcha, okay.
No large tires, no tractor tires, no racing tires.
Okay, I just want to clarify that. Okay, very good. But I love the fact that you have it in both locations, both ends of the county.
Yeah, we try to make it convenient for anyone that lives across the county to offer these disposal options.
Okay.
Yeah, what makes this day special is the free tire amnesty day.
Yes.
Now, we're open Monday through Saturday at the landfill, and we always take the household hazardous waste items for free.
Okay.
So that's Monday through Saturday throughout the year.
And what are the hours?
From 7 to 5.
7 to 5. Okay, right. So you can head over there. Are the tires, do you have to pay for those on the other days? So that's the good thing about this one. It's a free day.
That's right.
Okay, now yeah. I
got
gotcha.
That's what makes this event special.
Yeah, okay. Normally tires are $5 a piece, and you have to bring them to the landfill in Milton.
Uh-huh.
So this is an opportunity to save a lot of money and help get those tires cleaned up and protect the environment. You know, they trap mosquitoes and all that kinds of things. So let's get them out of your yard, clean them up, and make this a popular event, because if we get good turnouts, then we can keep continuing to do these events.
Well, you know, it's hard to believe. I'm looking at my calendar in my mind. I'm really struggling with getting around that it is October. So it's actually not this weekend, but next weekend. October 11th sounds far away, but it's really not. It's next weekend.
That's right.
So do mark your calendar. So you've got a whole week to get all that stuff out from underneath the sink, the garage, clean house. It's perfect timing.
So what makes this event possible is, first of all, we get approval from DEP. That's the Florida Department of Environmental Protection to do this event.
Mm-hmm.
And then the funds is when you go to the tire store and you go to buy new tires, there's that tire disposal fee. Well, that's where these funds come from.
Oh.
To make these events possible.
Interesting. Okay.
And our ultimate goal is not to see these tires thrown in a ditch or on a, you know, a back road somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We want them disposed of properly, because like Kaz mentioned earlier, I mean, it's a huge mosquito magnet, and you know, there's a lot of problems they can create. So we want them to go where they need to go.
No, this is perfect. So again, if you can give the two locations just one more time for folks that may be just tuning in.
The Central Landfill's in Milton at 6337 DeLisa Road. That's pretty centrally located near Baghdad and Avalon Boulevard.
Is it marked as the landfill? Does it say county landfill? I mean, if I'm looking for the signage?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we have that. And we're on websites and Google and all that.
Okay.
It's Santa Rosa County Central Landfill. But we'll also, in the South End, that's at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. That's, you know, another great spot where the ball fields and all the is.
You can't miss that.
Yeah, so it's at 800 Shoreline Drive, and it's really convenient. We've done that there for several years now. We try to do at least one of these events per year in Gulf Breeze, and it's worked out really well, and we're happy that Gulf Breeze wants us to keep coming back and doing these events for their citizens.
Yeah, I was amazed with the turnout the first one I went to see several hundred people come through.
I believe it, because there's really no place to do it without having to pay a lot of money to do it. So this is a great opportunity.
And that's good for us to see a big turnout like that.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about some of the restrictions, and then can the tires have rims? How does all that work?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so it's okay.
Yeah, that,
okay.
That won't be a problem. The big thing is don't be bringing in big old tractor tires, semi-truck tires, or racing tires. And keep in mind, this is for Santa Rosa County residents. This is not for businesses.
Okay, so it's not for businesses and not for Escambia County residents. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Just making sure. It gets tricky when you come across that bridge into Gulf Breeze. So.
Yeah, Escambia County usually does their own events.
That's true. Yes, they do. Okay, so what about if I'm maybe a person that's got some issues physically? Is there anybody that could be there to help unload?
Yes, absolutely. We'll have staff at both locations to assist with unloading and help them get those tires out from your car, but also into our bins for disposal.
Okay. And that applies to the household hazardous waste items as well.
Can you talk a little bit more about some of the specific items that are on that list?
Yeah, I mean, the list is, you know, quite lengthy, but I mean, the things that we normally see come through is old fluorescent bulbs, old paint's been sitting around, any kind of, pool chemicals, old
What about flat screen TVs or computer screens, monitors,
ma'am,
that kind of
thing?
We get
a lot of those.
Okay, so those are, you can bring that to this event. Yes. Okay, because that's a biggie.
But, you know, old cell phones, old fire extinguishers.
Okay.
Yeah, your rechargeable batteries.
Your lithium batteries. Those are the big ones we'd like to see come through there.
Okay, well, I've started to get a little confused because I'm hearing some different messages about plastic bags. So talk a bit about that. What is the best way to dispose of them? Can I bring them to this event? Because it is kind of confusing now. We're hearing a couple different messages about that now.
Right. Our recycling program that we have, we don't want your plastic bags or bags full of bags. We want you to take those back to the big box stores that have the disposal bins at the front. You know, places like Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's.
Publix has them right up front.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, they have specialized programs to recycle those bags and turn them into other plastic materials. So our recycling program is not set up to take those bags, and that's because it can cause clogs in the system because we're throwing in all these mixed recyclables, and the bags just get tangled up in all the gears and the conveyor belts, and it makes a lot of issues with all that. So
yeah, that makes perfect sense. So for this particular event, you don't want to have your plastic bags mixed in with the other items.
Right. Or if you have recycling curbside pickup at your house, you know, so if you have that Waste Pro bin or an Adams Sanitation bin with the yellow lid, or the Waste Pros are blue, you know, or down in Gulf Breeze, you know, if you have a recycling bin through Waste Pro, we don't want the bags of bags in there. You know, try to throw your loose recyclables in there, and that's going to be your cardboard, newspaper. We want that clean and dry. So your Amazon boxes, those are a big yes. We want those. Other things, the plastic bottles and jugs, we want those empty and cleaned out. And then, you know, with your steel and aluminum cans, so your tin cans and, you know, your aluminum soda bottles or and cans, those are all big yeses. We want those in there. You try to focus on back to the basics, you know, plastic bottles and jugs, paper products that are cardboard and office paper and newspaper, and then your aluminum and steel cans.
Excellent. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break here, but I want to hear a little bit more about the things that we assume are accepted, but they are not. Right. I think I heard a term called wish cycling. So I'm going to have you explain that when we come back, and what it means if something's contaminated. I mean, what do we need to do to safely put something in the recycle bin and safely take advantage of this tire amnesty day? And again, it's coming up on Saturday, October 11th, both ends of Santa Rosa County at the Milton Central Landfill, and then in front of the Gulf Breeze Community Center on Shoreline Drive in Gulf Breeze. We'll have some more info on this for you with our two gentlemen. Chad and Kaz are here from Santa Rosa County Environmental Department. Well, we will be back in just a minute on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are from Santa Rosa County Environmental Department talking about the upcoming amnesty days. And we had a couple of texts that came in. So if you have a question or comment, 850-437-1620. One question, propane tanks. Are those okay to bring in?
Yes, absolutely. We want your pressurized tanks. Those include propane tanks, whether they're the 1-pound green bottles, the 20-pound barbecue bottles or whatever, you know, propane tank you can haul up there. We want that. You know, we don't want it sitting around where it's going to float off in a rainstorm and all that or cause issues. But any other pressurized tanks, your oxygen bottles, your fire extinguishers, all those may be dropped off for free at Amnesty Day or up at Central Landfill. You know, and at the Central Landfill, we pretty much host an Amnesty Day every day but Sunday. So we're open 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 5, and we always take those items. We just try to do these special Amnesty Days a couple of times a year for the citizens in the South End to make it more convenient where they don't have to drive up to the landfill. And, you know, it turns out we get lots of people that come to these Amnesty Day events. So they are well received by the public. And, you know, we want to encourage that because that's what drives us to keep doing these events.
Well, that's great because we did have a text that came in to, you know, what's the difference between Amnesty Day and the recycling? So you basically answered that question.
Well, Amnesty Day is not a recycle day. It's more of a special day to dispose of household hazardous waste products where, you know, recycling is those traditional materials in your curbside bin. You know, we do encourage recycling and all that, but Amnesty Day is a special event. You know, we don't want you to bring your curbside recycling, your cardboard boxes, and your aluminum cans to our Amnesty Day event. You know, we have opportunities for that through the solid waste haulers, or we have recycling bins at the landfill. But, you know, we want to encourage those people to bring their household hazardous waste, the chemicals, that
batteries,
are, yes,
things that are not disposable.
Exactly. That stuff that we don't want in the either the recycling cans or into the waste stream, you know, those hazardous products that consumers have around their house from the normal routine maintenance of your home.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I'd like to throw out there, if anybody has any questions about, you know, the stuff that we discussed today, you can go on our website and you can Google Santa Rosa Central Landfill, and you'll find us on the internet. And also, you can call our environmental department at 850-981-7135, and we'll be glad to answer any questions someone has.
Okay. Well,
that's what we're there for, to help folks out.
Excellent. And I'm understanding the website was having a little bit of technical difficulty, so it should be updated to either today or tomorrow, is what I understand.
Yeah, our communications and media relations team, we've been talking with them, and they're going to be putting out press releases, so I would look for those coming out very soon and in newspapers also very soon.
Okay, and I got another text that just came in. It says, they tell us where we can routinely recycle rechargeable computer batteries in both Santa Rosa and Escambia, especially old lithium batteries.
Yeah, they can drop those off at our HHW, Household Hazardous Waste Facility, there at the Santa Rosa Central Landfill.
Okay, so it's a very specific spot,
right,
the hazardous waste.
It's a free drop-off. You
okay.
Come in right there.
Yeah, and, you know, Escambia County, you know, we don't run their landfill, but they do have a household hazardous waste facility at their site to the Perdido landfill that accepts lithium batteries.
Oh, excellent. That's good to know.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I heard this phrase and I want to get a little clarification on what is wish cycling?
Yeah, wish cycling.
That's something that I might do.
Yes, it's basically,
I don't know if they take it or not, but I'm going to throw it in there anyway. Is that what we're...
Right, exactly. It's somebody with great intentions. They're wanting to do the recycling thing. But if you throw something in there like Christmas tree lights or an old greasy pizza box or you know, items like that that don't belong in the recycling stream, it can actually cause problems with the equipment once it reaches the recycling destination. So if, you know, we got this term, if in doubt, throw it out. And I would encourage someone, because we don't want the wrong items in there because it can cause problems. But you can also go on our website and there's a list of the things that we want and things that don't belong in the recycling.
Okay, well, speaking of things that don't belong, there's a list here that y'all gave me that is big letters, cannot, capitalized, bolded, be recycled. Can you go through that list? Because I'm one of those wish cyclers. My intentions are good, but I might be throwing something in there that I really shouldn't.
Right, that's like garden hoses, as Chad mentioned, the Christmas tree lights, window blinds, greasy pizza boxes, clothing, bedding, carpet and rugs, plastic bags, Styrofoam, which is a big one. We see a lot of that.
Oh, no styrofoam,
the,
really?
Right. You know, Publix has some bins for styrofoam up
okay.
there, but that type of plastic and the styrofoam is just not recycled in the program that we use. Also, you know, pet food bags and containers that have that waxy or paper coating on the inside and waxy and paper milk cartons or juice boxes. And also aerosol cans, those pressurized cans, you know, we want those at the household hazardous waste, but not in the recycle bin. And then just dirty tin foil and foil pans or pie tins that have been cooked in with all that food contaminated waste. We don't want that, you know, food contaminated waste or wet items in the recycle bin.
So you have, you have the curbside recycling, but you also have some recycling locations. Where are those?
Well, the curbside recycling, you know, is available through your solid waste hauler. And then our drop bins are at the central landfill. And we have one up in J at our J transfer station.
Okay.
And on that recycling list, we try to get folks to focus on what you can recycle.
Yes.
I know you mentioned a while ago, Cass covered them a while ago, your cardboard and box boards.
Break them down.
Aluminum steel cans. I know Cass covered the can recycle list. I understand when you were talking about the other one, the cannot list. It can get very lengthy. So we try to focus on what you can recycle and try to stick to that.
Excellent. Okay.
Right. So and don't fall into the wish recycling category.
I'm going to try to be good. But this has been I'm learning something today. This is very helpful to me personally. So the tire amnesty days, you have at the Central Landfill and at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. So the first one's coming up just next weekend, Saturday, October 11th. But you have some other dates and locations, correct?
Yeah. So we've got future tire amnesty days. We got scheduled for Saturday, November the 8th. Saturday, December the 13th, and Saturday, January 10th. And now that's for tires.
Okay.
And then we're also going to have tire amnesty days at our J Transfer Station, which is located at 3786 Transfer Station Road up in J in the north end of the county. And we're going to have those on Tuesday, January the 6th, Thursday, January the 8th, and Saturday, January the 10th.
Fantastic. So we're talking with Chad and Kaz with the Environmental Department for Santa Rosa County. Got a few minutes coming up, though. If you have any questions, be sure and text them in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, talking about Tire Amnesty Day with our friends from the Environmental Department with Santa Rosa County. So we did have a question. This is pretty funny. Do we have to drive all the way to the landfill to properly dispose of one lithium battery? And that the caller says that they sometimes Best Buy used to have a drop-off, but not anymore. Any suggestions?
Right. And Lowe's and Home Depot, they both have those drop boxes up at the front at their customer service locations. But you can always save your batteries up if you don't have one. You know, maybe wait a couple of months and you'll have several things. Or maybe you go out to your garage and you notice you have some paint and some light bulbs and some other things. So, you know, make that a trip to the landfill and don't just bring your one battery. Make it worth it and bring everything and your recycling and all that and make it a whole day of it.
That's a great point.
Yeah, that's very smart. Okay. So if we can review, I guess, the days coming up, where their locations are.
Yeah. So we got
Tire Amnesty Days.
We got Tire Amnesty Day at the Central Landfill located at 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton. And that's going to be next Saturday, October the 11th. And we're also going to be doing Amnesty Day at the Gulf Breeze Community Center on the same day, Saturday, October 11th. And we're going to be there from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay, so you got to get up early.
Right, and we encourage the citizens to bring their household hazardous waste items and tires.
Okay.
Got some old tires laying around. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at the Environmental Department at 850-981-7135, and we'll try to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. So why can't I just put some hazardous waste into my little trash can?
So, yeah, that's a good question. You know, certain types of things may not be immediately obvious that it causes damage, but, you know, it's really easy to just throw that thing in your garbage can, and to you it disappears. Well, further down the line, as it gets mixed with the wet materials or run over or damaged, you know, those, especially things like lithium batteries, you know, they seem to put a rechargeable battery in everything nowadays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So as that lithium battery in your old phone or whatever you just threw away gets wet, swells up, it can produce a lot of heat, and then it can cause fires, whether it's in the garbage truck or out there at the landfill. And then that causes lots of issues for us and for the waste haulers.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes perfect sense. Okay, so we're down to our last about minute here. Anything you want to mention, gentlemen, that we haven't talked about this morning?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the recycling thing we talked about earlier, we just encourage folks that want to recycle to put the right items in there, because if you put too much, you know, what we consider contaminated waste, the wrong items in the recycling stream, at some point, that recycling is not going to make it to the recycling center. It's going to end up at the landfill.
Gotcha.
So make sure you do the right thing when you try to recycle, and we encourage it.
Okay. So Chad Nowling and Kaz Zemoniak, did I get it right?
That's good.
Thank you so much for being here this morning. And again, give the website and the times and hours of the recycling tire amnesty day.
It's santarosa.fl.gov. And this, or next Saturday, October 11th from 8 to noon.